Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together. And this week, I've told you we're going to be looking at the story of two brothers who tried to give a gift to God. And each brother's gift was received very differently. Now, maybe you've heard this story before. Maybe you've heard their names at least. The brothers are Cain and Abel. They were the sons of Adam and Eve. Now, Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, "I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord." And again, she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought to the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why is your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it." Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And the Lord said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground, and now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it shall no longer yield you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer of the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." Then the Lord said to him, "Not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold." And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any who found him should attack him. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Well, here's a story where even if you didn't know it, you know a few lines from it. "Am I my brother's keeper?" Or, "His face fell." Well, we may know these little lines that have come into contemporary usage, but that may be about all we know. The rest can seem pretty unfamiliar and strange to us. This idea of these brothers offering a gift and one being accepted by God, one not, we probably don't even see the difference as we look at this. It can be awfully confusing for us. That's why we'll explore it this week. Whatever was wrong here, though, we see that there were some very real consequences. In the same way that we explored recently, last week, we looked at the story of Adam and Eve and how their sin, their rebellion against God, their attempt to be God, or at least better than God, really backfired, and there were serious consequences to it. Their relationship with God was broken, and their relationship with one another, their relationship with the earth around them. Same thing happens in this story. Cain is now going to have a broken relationship with the world around him. His working of the soil is going to be even more difficult than it was made for Adam and his descendants. Now it's even worse. This is not getting better, it's getting worse. Same with his relationship with other human beings. We already saw last week how the relationships between human beings were going to be strained between the man and the woman. Now that's getting worse, not better, because their descendants, Cain and Abel, have now just experienced the first murder. That wasn't bad enough. Now Cain is going to have to wander the earth and have no home, and he's going to be attacked by people he encounters. Things are going downhill fast, and we're in the earliest days. So just looking at the actual incident between Cain and Abel and the offerings that they give to God, we almost can want to side with the guy who didn't turn out so well. We can say, you know, what did he do wrong? They both gave gifts to God. What's the issue here? Why is God so angry with one and so accepting of the other? Well, I want you to look into it a little bit yourself. Take a look at this reading and just think, what's the difference between these two gifts? Is there a difference recorded here? Is it that God likes meat and not vegetables? Or is there something deeper here? Read really carefully. There is a clue, but you've got to pay attention to some of the grammar to find it. Well, here's a question for you to explore today, hopefully with a group of people that you can meet with regularly to discuss our challenges and to read the Bible together in sync too through our website and app. But here's today's question for you.
Why do you think God favored Abel's offering? What did Cain do so wrong?
We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.